touch. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Trusting in the love. Oh,
this song says I'm a living testimony. And those of you that has retired, and I must say, from 65, sometimes we retire early, 62. But those of you from 65, at least 70, you have a lot to thank God for. Because 60 on up, you know, you have did what the Bible said. And so I'm going to dedicate this to everyone from that's just retired from 60 on up. Especially, I'm very fond of the ones 70, because you're getting in a time where you really need someone sometime to give you assistance. I love to do that. So this song is I Am a Living Testimony. About 20 years ago, my house burnt down. And it was a lot of us, 14 kids in the house, plus my mom and dad. And our house, I woke up one night and the house was burning down. And I saw my piano keys on fire. And I lost two of my brothers in that. But the Lord saw fit to let me be out. So today I can truly say that I am a living testimony. And plus I've been in two car accidents and the Lord brought me out safe. So I'm going to dedicate this to the senior citizen today.
Alive. I could have been dead. I'm still alive.
have enjoyed those selections that I have sung to you today. And this song, after hearing me, I want you to let my light shine on you. I'm going to ask everybody, if you would, just stand to your feet. And it says, let my light shine.
And I'm often asked on the literary lecture circuit here in Florida, is what is a Florida cracker? And I'm often tempted to say, well, Florida crackers are delicious. Some of them are made with cheese, some with peanut butter. You know, they're real crispy, real yummy. And they're available down at Publix and Winn-Dixie. And then watch everybody rush off to the supermarket to buy a box of Florida crackers. But several years ago, on the occasion of the 100-year celebration of the founding of Osceola County, I was asked to be the guest speaker at a ceremony on the old courthouse lawn in Kissimmee. You know, Osceola County is overrun with genuine crackers. So for that occasion, I wrote an essay, What is a Florida Cracker? And I'm going to share with you one person's version of a Florida cracker. What is a Florida cracker? Well, it's difficult to say because the term cracker conjures up different images for different people. But when you get to know a cracker, that is, if you get to know a cracker, you might just say they're my kind of folks. And maybe not. As the old saying goes, different strokes for different folks. Some people know how the term cracker originated, and some don't. It came from the cracking sounds of the rawhide whips used by pioneer cattlemen. Thus, the original crackers were men who herded cows. The sound of the whips could be heard for miles, so the whips were also used for communication purposes. One crack meant come to dinner, two cracks something else, and so on. It was Pioneer Florida's first wireless telegraph system. Today, when the term Florida cracker is applied to someone, it usually means that the person is native-born. But to me, it goes far beyond that. In my book, not all crackers are crackers. What really makes a person a true Florida cracker, besides being born in the state? Several things. A love of the land and nature, growing things in soil, close family ties, and a deep sense of religion. It also means crackling bread and grits and periwinkle soup and swamp cabbage and okra gumbo and ham hocks with collard greens and chicken fried in a cast iron skillet and guava jelly and homemade blackberry cobbler. A cracker's word is his bond. If he looks you in the eye and says, yes, I will do this for you, then he will, and that's that. They have no pretense, never put on airs, never try to appear to be something other than what they are, and they never blow smoke on you. They either like you or they don't, and it's as simple as that. Cracker kids say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and they wouldn't be caught dead with a mohawk hairdo. Most of them can scale a fish, skin a squirrel, plant potatoes, change a tire, and sweep a room. You can spot a true cracker woman a mile away. She looks both tough and gentle at the same time, and she smiles a lot. Her head is crammed with passed-down recipes. She is as fiercely protective of her children as a mother panther, and you best take note of this. When tragedy strikes a neighbor's family, she is there in an instant with food and moral support. Most crackers prefer homemade to store-bought stuff. They bake scratch biscuits and chocolate cakes and sweet tater pies and have even been known to churn their own buttermilk. Look in a cracker's freezer and you won't find TV dinners. It's crammed with pork chops and stew meat and dressed chicken and fish and corn on the cob and okra and butter beans and black-eyed peas. You might even spot a shank of venison. Crackers often do strange things that might seem archaic to others. They salute the American flag when it passes by, and they stand at attention when the national anthem is played. They join such mundane things as PTA and band boosters and friends of the library. They love church socials and ice-cold lemonade and football games and the smell of horses. When emergency blood is needed, they are the first in line to donate. They have also been known to give money to total strangers who are temporarily down on their luck. Some crackers can be downright ornery on occasion. When they're riled up over something, they can be as cantankerous as a bobcat with a thorn in its paw. When you come across one in that kind of a mood, tread lightly and steer a wide path. And make no mistake, not all crackers are poor folks. Some own land as far as the eye can see. A dusty pickup truck and a shiny Cadillac might sit side by side in a double garage. But spend an hour in a room full of crackers, and you can't tell which ones have it and which ones don't. They all act alike. So you see, it takes a lot of ingredients to make a true Florida cracker. A little of this and a pinch of that, and the portions must be right. Shake well, and what comes out, as I said in the beginning, is my kind of folks. So you see, being a cracker is a state of mind and a way of life. You can be an Alabama cracker or a Mississippi cracker or a Georgia cracker or a Tennessee cracker or a Carolina cracker, Kentucky cracker, an Ohio cracker, or a Michigan cracker. If you still love and cherish some of those family values that were so important to people in past generations, then you are a cracker. And God bless crackers. And I'll meet all of you later at that booth where they sell cornbread and black-eyed peas. Thank you.
Hi, Hello, everyone. Hi. See what we have here. I thought it would be nice to follow Pat's story about Florida crackers with a song about crackers. This is one of my favorite songs. It's written by Frank Thomas, called Cracker Cowman. Frank said that when he wrote this song, he didn't think very much of it. He just thought it was just one of a plain old song. But more Florida musicians sing this song than any other song written by Florida songwriters. It's a wonderful song because it's about all of us. It's called Cracker Cowman. His beard may be stubble like a cut over sugar cane fields. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't eat. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, though the world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman, existing a long way from home. And dirt bites scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of all Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land, and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. Oh, Bone Mizell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keane, the beginning and the ending of an era now gone. Men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get him down. These old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bites scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of all Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land, and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him bye. Thank you. I'm a Florida cracker too. However, I'm a politically correct Florida cracker. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to sing and tell you a story that you've all known probably since you were very, very little. But you're going to find it different. This is the folk process, because we change things as time goes on, and I've changed this one. Just for fun. Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we have found the place just right, we will be in the valley of love and delight. Once upon a time, there was an economically disadvantaged tinker, or a metal household utensil repairman, as he preferred to be called. Now, he and his wife lived in a converted school bus that they temporarily parked on a lot adjacent to the estate of the local witch, or the black magic practitioner, as she preferred to be called. The tinker's wife was expecting a child, and she craved some of the lettuce that she saw growing in the witch's meticulously kept garden, so she begged and pleaded to her husband to climb the fence and gather some lettuce for her. He finally submitted. He jumped the fence, he gathered a bunch in his arms, but before he could get back, the witch caught up with him and held him by the scruff of his neck as she interrogated him. You see, because of her upbringing and her socialization, she was somewhat kindness impaired. "Where are you going with my lettuce?" said the witch. Now, at this point, the tinker could have argued with her over the concept of ownership. However, he chose in a degrading spectacle to plead for mercy. "It's my wife's fault. You see, she's expecting a child, and she was craving some of your lovely lettuce. I know that a single-parent family is acceptable these days, but please spare me. Don't deny my child the benefit of a two-parent family structure." Well, the witch released him and disappeared without a word. And the tinker went home with an armful of lettuce. Several months later, after excruciating pain, pain that a man will never fully appreciate, the tinker's wife gave birth to a beautiful, healthy pre-woman, and they named her Rapunzel, after a type of lettuce. A short time later, the witch appeared at the door to claim the child, after all she had spared the tinker that day in the garden. Because of their hopeless station in life, the tinker and his wife were open to exploitation. They had no choice but to give up the child. So the witch sped quickly away deep into the woods, and she imprisoned Rapunzel in this tall tower that had no doors nor stairs. But it did have a single window at the top, and when the witch wanted to see Rapunzel, she would go stand at the bottom of the tower and sing, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, that I might climb your stair." Obediently, Rapunzel would allow her beautiful hair to cascade out the window and down the tower, and the witch would climb to the top. And they would spend hours singing folk songs, because the witch truly loved folk music. She taught Rapunzel many, many folk songs, traditional songs like, "The water is wide, I cannot get o'er. Neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I." The witch really loved some of the protest songs from the 60s, and she taught Rapunzel some of those. "Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago." And "The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind." And then, of course, her favorite, "We shall overcome. We shall overcome." And the witch especially loved songs written by Florida songwriters. But she would take these songs and change them and call them her own. "Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. I won't pay for the things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded dress, it has holes, it's a mess. Walk out, my love, if you're not satisfied. Need I say more? I'm a woman, need I say more?" Oh, they would spend hours and days singing folk music. music in the tower. Because you see, the witch was Rapunzel's only companion. Until one day, a prince came riding through the forest. And he heard this voice. Oh, the summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows all around the purple heather. Will you go, laddie, go? He was drawn to this voice, but as he got closer to the tower, he could see the witch, so he hid in the trees. He watched as the witch went to the tower and sang to Rapunzel. Rapunzel let down her hair, and she climbed up to the top of the tower, and then they sang the rest of the afternoon, folk songs. When she left and it was safe, the prince approached the tower, and he too sang to Rapunzel. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, that I might climb your stair. And obediently she allowed her hair to be cascaded out the window, and the prince climbed the tower. Oh, beautiful damsel, I have come to hear you sing. But please, no more folk music. Please, not another folk song. Can you sing some country music? Do you know I'll Tennessee You in My Dreams? Or Redneck Girl? Do you know Friends in Low Places? How about Walmart Parking Lot? I bet you know 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. Rapunzel didn't know what to make of the strange creature with the hairy face and the musky body odor. However, she found him somewhat attractive, and she opened her mouth to sing. Stop, called the witch. How did you get up here? Asked Rapunzel. I had a second set of hair made for an emergency. And I can see that this is an emergency. She looked at the prince. What are you doing here? I've come to hear Rapunzel sing country music. I will not allow it. Absolutely not. I ought to knock you off this tower into the thorn bush below. I wouldn't do that if I were you, said the prince. I have friends in the recording business. And with your help, we can make millions off of Rapunzel. There'll be recording contracts, video deals. We can even have a lifelike Rapunzel doll with her Vario stereo tune towers. Yes, we can do that. We can rake in lots of cash. Suddenly, the witch became interested. And Rapunzel's curiosity turned to revulsion, because for years she'd allowed her hair to be exploited for the transportational needs of another, and now she was going to have her voice be exploited as well. She quietly slipped away, climbed down that extra set of hair, and rode away on the prince's horse. She went into town and rented a room in a motel that had real stairs. And she decided that she was going to start a nonprofit organization for the free proliferation of folk music. She even cut off all her hair for a fundraiser. Soon Rapunzel was singing for free. And museums, coffee houses, bookstores, Unitarian churches, and the Florida Folk Festival. When true simplicity is gain, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come run right. Thank you very much.
Let's have a hand for Rapunzel. Jeannie Fitchin. Well, next up is Don Grooms, and it's a pleasure to introduce Don. Don's been around a lot longer than I have at this festival, and it's always been one of my personal favorites to listen to Don. Don always has the best musicians on hand, and he's got them today, and I don't even know who they are. But he's got Sonny Edwards and Stan Gerber and Wayne Martin, and that's...
Well, hey, what happened? Magic! Under the new format here at White Springs, we don't have time but for two or three songs, so we're going to double up. Sonny will do, what's that Annie song? Put a Load on Me, Annie. And Wayne will do the Ernest Blossom Special, and I'll sing something, and Stan will play Blue Moon all at the same time. Wouldn't do that to you good folks. But it's great to be alive and be in Florida. Ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. I was born in North Carolina, raised up on the farm. Living by the golden rule, can't do any harm. We know the Blue Ridge Mountains are probably heaven's gate, but when angels take vacations, it's in the Sunshine State. Cause it's great to be alive and me in Florida. Ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please, Stanley. Up north they got a problem with ice and snow and sleet. People out in Texas dying from the heat. California's sinking, they better learn to swim. We found a solution and we are cashing in. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. Ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Ah, thank you. You're a exuberant crowd. I showed up out here about 10 minutes ago, and Grant asked me, are you playing by yourself? And I said, well, it looks like it. And then Sonny Edwards wandered up. And then Wayne Martin wandered up, and Stan Gibber. My bass player, they tell me, is in Atlanta to get his bass or get out of jail, one of them. We have no control over where we are born. If I'd had anything to say about it, my mother and father would have been Seminole and I would have been born in Florida. I had nothing to do with it. And I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina. Through no fault of my own. If I'd have had any vote in the matter, Florida is where I'd have been born. But you can't call me a Florida cracker. Though I love this Florida saint, your great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. I had the flu the day the love bugs ate my mama. I went to pick her up in Zephyr Hills, but she called the train to Apopka. Gotta throw in place names to work in the Serpentine stem. But I caught up with her in Micanopy. She said she was doing okay by pleasing the interstate trucker at a place called the cafe risque. But you can't call me the Florida Cracker. Though I love this Florida sand. If great granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole he downstate. I worked my way through the tourists, squished a palmetto buck or two. I yelled, "Mama, I ain't no Florida cracker, and I'm blaming it all on you, 'cause you can't call me a Florida cracker, can you? Though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land." Is this as much fun this year as it was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah? 5 years ago? Yeah, so far they got golf carts to ride around in and no policemen with guns. I performed up here when it was like this was a concentration camp with armed guards all around to make sure we didn't play music after midnight or something. Can you imagine? Sonny and I finally closed shop about 5:30 this morning. There's a rule in the contract. You didn't come here to sleep. Go check in the Holiday Inn. Jenny did part of the song I wrote. I think we'll do the rest of it. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store is 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes, I can hear the words my mother used to sing. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Wayne Martin from Bluntstown. Do his one foot fiddling a little later on. Now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it sometimes makes me cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Ah, thank you. My wife, Suzanne Marie, ordered me to go out to Sears and get a new pair of jeans. And I went out there and $35. I said, I'll recycle the old ones. But I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Well, I left New York City on that interstate. The New York Criminal Highway was more than I could take. So when I hit Virginia, I found the country lane. I got back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. From the hills of North Carolina to Georgia's bottom land, I never drove on one paved road or went through one big town. Red clay banks and country shacks, swimming old now and then, cause I'm back on those back roads again. Yeah, I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. Little boy with a fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Went from Georgia down to Florida, cause the road that I was on, didn't know where I was going, wouldn't have cared if it had known. You can keep your crowded cities, just give me the land, put me back on those back roads again. Cause I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. You can set me down on a riverbank, put a cane pole in my hand, and I'm back on those back roads again. And tried to convince my wife that this dirt road was Interstate 10. She didn't buy that. I've been accused of never writing a love song, and the couple of love songs I did write, everybody said it wasn't very loving love song. So I've written one about true love. Now people say love is a wonderful thing. I reckon they got it right. I've been in love 100 times, sometimes twice a night. Everybody's gonna do some falling in love, of that there is no doubt. So you might as well fall in love with somebody who can help you out. And the welfare lady is now my baby, she's taking care of me. Referral service don't make me nervous, cause I'm getting everything for free. Let me think now, yeah. When my appendix burst, I was in love with a nurse, still get free prescriptions. Now I'm looking to fall in love with a couple of dental assistants. Cause the welfare lady is now my baby and she's taking care of me. Referral service don't make me nervous, cause I'm getting everything for free. I get free drinks at the local bar, in the checkout line I'm the quickest. Between a female judge and a meter maid, I've never paid a traffic ticket. I'm living in the lap of luxury, thanking the stars up above. Got everything any man could want, and I owe it all to love. Cause the welfare lady is now my baby and she's taking care of me. Referral service don't make me nervous cause I'm getting everything for free. One more, I'm told. You have noticed that it's moving a lot faster. People got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Somebody canceled out and we got an extra 10 minutes. Boy. Thinking about heaven, people ask me if I want to go there. And I said, well, for sure not right now, but I'm not even sure forever. On account of you think about heaven forever and ever and ever and ever, never ever stopping, with Tammy Faye Baker, Oral Roberts, Jerry Falwell, Jimmy Swaggart. I don't like them now. What would I do forever and ever and ever? So I've decided that that's hell and this is heaven. And when this life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about time you did. I met a man down in Miami. Said, how come you're down? He said, cause I live in Miami and I hate this Yankee town. As he picked up his bus ticket, said, I lived here since I was a kid. I never felt better in my entire life. You think it's about time I did. Cause when this life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about time you did. Then I asked a Cedar Key Rounder, how come he lived down there? Said it beats the hell out of Cleveland, where you can't even breathe the air. He got tired of working in a factory, gave it up for the Cedar Keys. Gonna spend the rest of his entire life doing any damn thing he pleased. Cause when his life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about time you did. Then a St. Pete man took his girlfriend to his favorite fishing hole. She caught more fish than he did, just using an old cane pole. When she pulled out a 50-pound goldfish, he left town like a little bitty kid. Said he never felt better in his entire life. He thinks about time he did. Now I know an awful lot of people living where they were born and raised, but I don't call that a living, that's existing in an open grave. You've got to move your feet just a little when your feet begin to itch. Never seek to know for whom the bell tolls. You go ring that son of a gun. Cause when this life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about time you did. Now the moral of this story is to live your life with flair. Go flat out with your tongue stuck out and your middle finger in the air. Cause when this life is all over and it starts to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about time you did. Thank you. Thank you, Sonny Edwards. Thank you, Wayne Martin. Thank you, Stan Gebber.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear some more of my music, Pfaff Booth has...
Get a check here. Here's a test here, and here's a test here. Oh, I got a banjo. Say again? Well, I was intending to. Five, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, five, two, three, four, sharp five, and the eight is the same as a one, but an octave apart. Try to learn it by heart. 1, 3, 5, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We ready? There's a stray dog running, stray dog running free, going hungry everywhere he goes. And that creature would not understand why you would extend your hand and save his life by giving him a home. It's not for the dog's sake. I'm just a selfish rake. But when you do a friendly deed, you satisfy an inner need. Though that is not to say you won't be blessed in the end if you take in a stray. That dog will be your friend. When you lay down weary, lay down your weary bones, too tired to think of anything but sleep, then you might begin to dream of days when your life was not a maze of miles to go and promises to keep. I remember younger days and all my puppy ways, not a care to my name. To me, the world was all the same. That's why stray dogs today hold special meaning for me, the boy I used to be before I went astray. That's a song that Jim Ballou wrote and performed here. It's been 10 years ago now and 10 trips around the sun. I got to play with him 10 years ago tonight. We played almost all night. It's really the first time I'd met him. I'd seen him before. But we got to play all night, and I said, well, now here's somebody I can play with. And, gee, it wasn't a few more months, and they were burying Jim Ballou. And now 10 years ago, it's hard to imagine that it's gone that fast. But this is a song that he sang that Saturday afternoon out here, and so I'm thinking that maybe we could all sing it for our buddy Jim Ballou. It goes, don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do, 'cause he ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, and the first thing you know, he'll be taking your leg to the dance. There's the chorus. See, you say your girl asks you over to meet her mama and papa. She tells them she thinks that you're nice, but there's trouble ahead. You wish you were dead, so follow this friendly advice. And don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do, 'cause he ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. And don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the first thing you know, he'll be taking your leg to the dance. Well, you say it's okay and you brush him away. What's his name? Does he sit up and beg? Well, you try to be cool, but you feel like a fool. I mean, you got a dog attached to your leg. And Baloo, when he'd do it, he'd stop here and say, you know, the hell of it is, when you're alone with a dog, you can't get one of them to do it. So don't pet the dog. Here we go. Don't pet him, whatever you do. He ain't been fixed, 'cause he ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks. He knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the first thing you know, he'll be taking your leg to the dance. Well, that was a request for me, because I was so fond of Baloo, and I'm so disappointed that I didn't get to play with him all of these 10 years since. Playing with somebody, when you meet somebody that you can play with musically, it's the best kind of intimacy I've ever run across. And I think that's the attraction for White Springs. I got a request to do a couple songs here that I always do together. They're both by different kids from Alabama who moved to Florida when they first got the chance. But
this fulfills requests. One of them is a song by Pierce Pettis, and one of them is a song by Jimmy Buffett, the only song I know by Jimmy Buffett. I once knew a poet who'd lived before his time. He had a puppy he called Spooner, and Spooner'd listen while he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one day, the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet all filled with verse and rhyme. And through some strange transaction, one got printed in the Times. And it started everybody searching for the king of underground. Well, they found him here in Florida, with a tombstone for a crown. And everybody knows a line from his books that cost $19.99. And I can't help but wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. 'Cause his books are all bestsellers, and his poems got turned to song. Had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. Now he's called immortal, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talents, a most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalties to Spooner, that old hound, growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? Nope, he was just a poet who lived before his time. My grandmother wrote poetry she'd rarely let other people read. And the words were sweet, although they never did meet with critical acclaim. Still, the people who read it invariably said, "This ought to be published, you ought to be read." Well, she would not agree, and they said it was a shame. But the world would continue to turn, unaware and unconcerned, and never even know Grandma was a poet in her own time. From the day she was raised a gangly little girl, her books would take her off to another world of like Ivanhoe and Henry David Thoreau and Edgar Allan Poe. But the folks around home didn't generally read. You know, they just look at the pictures in the magazines. So it's not a surprise that she kept to herself and spent her time alone. But she did pretty well in school, went to teacher's college too. And the professors didn't know that Grandma was a poet in her own time. And she met up with and married a railroad man. She didn't do much writing then. His work made him travel about. Southern serves the South. And then the Great Depression rolled in like a cold, unexpected northern wind. And when he didn't come home one day, she was left with 3 kids to raise. Well, there was not much a woman could do. except to draw a paycheck teaching school. And her pupils didn't know Grandma was a poet in her own time. La da 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 da. And now grandmother lies in a rumpled bed, and at night she hears voices in her head. And the relatives wonder in the whispering hall if she's got her religion right. Well, there's hardening in her arteries, but there's softening in her mind. And I say I'm going to go and see her, but somehow I just never seem to find the time. And they're at the nurse's station at night. They're working crossword puzzles by the switchboard light. And the nurses don't know Grandma's a poet in her own time.
I'm sorry, I forgot to call you before those two. Can we do Darkness on the Delta tonight? Is that an A or is that an F, right?
You folks already met Wayne Martin from the previous set. He played with Don. Wayne's three-time state fiddling champion. He's got him a little restaurant he runs called the Callahan with live music and no smoking and drinking every other weekend in Blountstown, Florida, and couldn't hardly recommend it more for a family outing. I guess of all the songs about Florida, my favorite one would be about a fiddler that disappeared back in 1960. He used to play the Florida Folk Festival. The last one he played was in 1960, and folks were so enthralled by this ethereal kind of fiddle music that he was playing. He played it on a homemade fiddle that he made out of an armadillo shell. And lived down in Cedar Key, and some folks from a radio station wanted to come down and get some of that stuff recorded because they'd never heard anything like that. And they brought some whiskey with them, and Cush wasn't a drinker, but somehow or another, one thing led to another, and he got pie-eyed and began hooping and hollering and dancing around. Some people don't do liquor as well as other people, and I guess nobody does it real well, but at any rate, they decided they better lock him up before he hurt himself, and So they locked him up, and he didn't take to that well at all, and he began wailing and howling. When it came time to release him the next morning, everybody kind of made fun of him, and they said, "Oh, Cush, we heard you last night," and had a good laugh at Cush's expense, and he had nothing except his dignity, so he got on a bus that ran up to Otter Creek, and he had the bus driver stop halfway up, and he wandered off into the swamp, and even though they put on the biggest search that they'd done up till that time, they never found hide nor hair of Cush, so... There's some folks that like to believe that he's still out there somewhere. They say if you stay in Cedar Key, you can hear wailing sometimes in the middle of the night, but I stayed there for a while once, and I thought I heard some fiddling. In the town of Cedar Key lived a man so proud and free. Nature learned him many secrets of her way. Learned him how to know the fire that was burning there in the critter's eyes. She filled his heart with restless music, sad and gay. They say that creatures stirring in the night would stop and listen with no fright to old Cush Holston as he sang and played. Fingers dancing on the strings, rosin bow made fiddle ring. Filled the air so sweetly with strange music. Cush got drunk one night, thrown in jail, and caged up he began to wail. They say it sounded like a horn owl that old man wanted so bad to be free. And when it came the time to turn him go, his face so full of woe, people broke his heart with their thoughtless mockery. Well, he took a gun. He did go somewhere no one knows. He just vanished the way the cold mist leaves the river sand. Cush Holston's gone home, still living free alone. Lonesome is the mournful song of this sad man. Wisp is he, living so proud and free. Cush Holston's gone back to nature's way. She will know secrets tell of old Cush and where he dwells, and Willow the Wisp, he will forever remain. Thanks so much for your kind attention.
All right.
Here we go.
30 years ago. Boy, this was a magic spot right up here. I was kind of glad that they scheduled me to be here this afternoon. Music we're going to start off for you folks is not necessarily stuff that we played here 30 years ago, but more like the 1930s. And this is the kind of stuff that you really didn't hear in the swamps or out in the country. You might likely have heard this in downtown Tampa, played by Tampa Red and the Ho Hokum Jug Band, or in Uptown Jacksonville by Blind Blake. Thank you.
friends, I got the soul of a truck driver. I've always been cursed to roam, like a desert wind, a tumbleweed, like that old rolling stone, like blowing sands, like running water. Like wind, rain, and fire. You know I'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Like a full moon tide racing towards the shore. Like a plume of smoke, darling, I'll be going out your door. Like blowing sands, like running water. Like wind, rain, and fire. You know I'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Now look at that shooting star going across that big old sky, like a comet with a fiery tail, I'll be gone in the blink of an eye. Like blowing sands, like running water. Like wind, rain, and fire. You know I'll be here today and gone tomorrow. The soul of a truck driver. I've always been cursed to roam, like a desert wind, a tumbleweed, like that old rolling stone, like blowing sands, like running water. Like wind, rain, and fire. You know I'll be here today and gone tomorrow.
My good friend Dick Kraft over here on the Big Horn. Big Horn Dick, we call him. He's known throughout the whole state of Florida. And my good friend Rick Kinsiski over here on the bass. He's another multi-talented individual. You know, they used to refer to the 12-string guitar as a cowboy's piano, so I like to do an old ragtime piano piece for you here. This is a Jelly Roll Morton classic. I'm just a whining boy. I can't deny my name. Deny my name. A whining boy, I can't deny my name. You can pick it up and shake it like a sweet stave and chain. Just a whining boy, I can't deny my name. Oh, mama, mama, mama. Hey, mama, look at sis. I said, mama, mama, mama. Hey, mama, look at sis. Take a look at sis. Mama, mama, take a look at sis. She's out on the levee doing the double twist. Just a whining boy. I can't deny my name. Said, sister, 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 you dirty little sow. Oh, sister, 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 you
your dirty little sow, sister, sister, your dirty little sow. You're trying to be a bad girl, but you don't know how. Just a whining boy, I can't deny my name. Just a whining boy, I can't deny my name, deny my name. A whining boy, I can't deny my name. You know you can pick it up and shake it like a sweet stealing chain. Just a whining boy, I can't deny my name.
Thank you. I'd like to do you, this is an original tune, one from my anthology cassette. You know all us Florida boys, when it gets real warm here, we start writing songs about North Carolina. Deep in the Carolina mountains, oh, I'm singing to the hickory winds. I'm lost in lovely loneliness, just trying to start my life over again. With the eagle in the pale blue skies, like a newborn fawn at its mother's side. Carolina, Carolina. Deep in the Carolina mountains, standing in the last rays of the sun, where dead leaves dance beneath the dogwood trees, and whippoorwills are singing their song. And the ghost of you keeps haunting me. Oh, I see your face in mountain streams. Carolina, Carolina. The fragrance of pine, but there's the smell of a perfume woman that I just can't get off of my mind. Oh, if I could cast my soul upon the wind, oh, I'd fly back to your arms again. Carolina, Carolina, Carolina. Thank you so much, folks. They got a busy schedule lined up here, and they're running behind time, and they got some important stuff they need to do later. We're going to do one more tune. It's a pleasure to play for you. We'll be at the Azalea stage tomorrow afternoon. Come join us. We're going to do a Blind Blake tune for you. That's a lot of fun for us to do. You know, on one side of town, people would get together. They go, "Well, I am a man that has great wealth, but gold or silver have I none, for I got good friends and I got good health and a good song to be sung." Blind Blake's side of town, they worded it a little differently. "All you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause you know I'm just an old ragtime millionaire. I said I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Oh, I'm gonna take my sweetie to a ball tonight, make them boys treat her right. You know, we'll go around about half the night. I don't mean to start no fight. Whoa, all you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Hey, you know every tooth in my head is solid gold, make them boys look icy cold. I brush my teeth with diamond dust, I don't care if that bank would bust. Whoa, all you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a rag, oh, I'm a ragtime millionaire. All you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Some of the boys say I'm gonna be late driving this old 28. Some boys say I'm gonna be last. Hey, all I gotta do is step on the gas. Whoa, you little people, take hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Oh, I'm a rag, oh, I'm a rag, I'm a rag, I'm a ragtime millionaire. Oh, you little people, take hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a ragtime millionaire, I'm a ragtime millionaire, I'm a ragtime millionaire, oh, a ragtime millionaire. Whoa, whoa, you little people, take your hats off to me, 'cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. How about a nice hand for my pal Rick Kinsiski, Dick Kraft? Thank you.
We're going to bring them back up for two more numbers. You want to give them a big hand, please?
Helping them out. Everybody always gives the, you know, New Orleans and Mississippi Delta region for the beginning of the blues, but simultaneously here in the state of Florida, especially with the people like Blind Blake, that music just seems to grow out of the souls of everyone all over. But as the blues moved out of the cities into the urban area, it kind of took on a little different approach.
Let it pour, let it stop, a whole lot more, you know I got them deep river blues. Yes, let that rain drive right on, let that rain sweep along, you know I got them deep river blues. You know my old gal, she's a good old gal, but she look like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. Oh, there ain't no one to cry for me, the fish all go out to the sea when I get them deep river blues. give me back my old boat. You know I'm gonna sail her if she'll float, 'cause I get the deep river blues. Well, I'm going down the Muscle Shoals. Times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I get them deep river blues. Go ahead, Dick. So let it rain, let it pour, let it stop a whole lot more. You know I got the deep river blues. Yes, let that rain drive right on, let that rain sweep along. You know I got the deep river blues.
We got a wonderful festival going on over in St. Augustine now in the name of the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival. We just held our second successful event. And for you folks who have not been there, please come next year. We're happy to announce already that Pete Seeger will be coming to St. Augustine for that event. So besides collecting all this old-timey stuff that I have fun with on the 12-string, I like to write about this wonderful place that we live in here.
If I could only reuse time, oh, I'd go back 100 years to a place where I could listen to the lullaby of the rivers. For now and then there will arise out of the waters Indian spirits to tell me how they got their names and sing the lullaby of the rivers. Oklawaha, Itchituddy, he can find a with Lacoochee, Apalachicola, Wakula, Wasisosilla, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Oklahoma, Choctahatchee, the Oconomahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the rivers. If you have ears enough for listening, oh, you can hear what they are saying. You can hear them all singing the lullaby of the rivers. The moving water makes the music. The pureness creates the healing. The reflections give up the secrets to the lullaby of the rivers. Oklawaha, Itchituddy, he can find a with Lacoochee, Apalachicola, Wakula, Wasisosilla, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Oklahoma, Choctahatchee, the Oconomahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the rivers.
Thank you.
Bob Patterson and friends, and what a way to get an encore. Here at White Springs, they don't allow encores, as you probably know, so how many of you saw Murray McLean last night on the main stage? Anybody? A blues singer, Murray McLean? Well, the point, I guess, is Murray McLean is, thank you. Murray McLean is 94 years old. She's been coming to White Springs since there was a White Springs.